Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
When I say I have been waiting for this audio, I have been waiting.
And it's going to be worth the wait.
Hey.
Hey. All right. So we did something called Terror Trivia last week, where Abby had to go to a haunted house, which you love, by the way.
Oh, it's just my favorite, you know, fun activity.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how much do you hate haunted houses?
I hate them. It's like a 15. If 10's the worst, yeah. I hate haunted houses. I can't suspend the fact that they're fake just because
I can't either.
I don't like being spooked. I don't like being surprised. It's not fun for me. My body cannot process the fact that these threats aren't real because I have very high anxiety. Like if I go to Publix and someone comes up a little bit too close to behind me, I get spooked.
Yep,
so.
Yep. You and I are the same, yep. Annette, so I feel your pain. So we had Abby go to a haunted house and she had to answer trivia questions in order to exit said haunted house.
Lovely.
So it's called Terror Trivia. Tommy, the evil Tommy, went with her, and he recorded the entire thing. We also have video that's still getting edited together. We're going to share that hopefully later today.
Nice.
And go ahead and give him a shout out one more time. Where did you guys go?
Paranoia Haunted House. Those guys are awesome. And this haunted house is awesome.
All right, so I'm going to go ahead and let Tommy and Abby take it over, and we get to hear Abby getting the bejesus scared out of her at this paranoia haunted house.
All right, Abby, here we go. We're playing Terror Trivia. You have to get 5 trivia questions right in order to get out of Paranoia Haunted House. You remember how I told you on the show they were going to be all Halloween movie-based?
Yes.
I lied. It's all going to be general knowledge that children know.
So I'm
going to
fail is what you're telling me?
5th grade and lower know the answers to these questions.
So I studied for nothing is what you're telling me.
Yep, Halloween, okie doke. Trepidation increasing.
You see my hands?
Abby is shaking.
I don't understand how people do this for fun. I'm here because I just don't want to get fined. Like, I'm here so I don't get fined.
All right, here we go. Terror Trivia. First question. Who was the second president of the United States?
I don't know.
John Adams. Oh, my God. We're bumping in the body swinging.
All right. So at any point in time, just so Cassie and Mono, we could pause it so we can comment on what's happening.
Okay.
So that was your very first jump scare?
No, I think that was after I was in the fetal position. Somewhere in between then.
If you weren't being scared out of your mind, like, do you know who the second president of the United States is?
Yeah, John Adams.
So you do know it. You just were too scared.
You just got the answer.
Oh, I thought you said the answer to her. I misheard.
She didn't know.
Where exactly are y'all at this point? You were like in the middle of the haunted house?
Or did you just start?
No, we just started.
Yeah, just started. Okay.
Yeah. And that they come in hot because they really want to get you started off on the scariest, but.
Terrified.
What is this, Saw 7? What is going on?
She was terrified.
That sound like it.
I was going to ask, was that one of the people working at the haunted houses or was that you?
Nope, that's me.
Okay, now we know.
That's how I sound when I wake up in the morning. I just look in the mirror and I'm like, ah.
All of the screaming you hear is Abby.
Okay.
You okay? Oh, something's on the floor. Something's on the floor. Okay, this way. All right, here we go. Next question. Oh, my God. That was awesome. What are the 3 branches of the U.S.
federal government? The judicial, the legislative, and the...
Statue of Liberty.
So close. Executive was the third one. You don't get credit for that. All right, next question. It's a guy hanging, and he doesn't have legs, and he just jumped out at Abby and scared the crap out of him. Abby is still over. Abby, wait up for your next question.
Is she running ahead?
Yeah, she would get away from me. There were points where she would hide behind me, and there were points where she would try and run away from me.
Right, so I am keeping track, because if you get five right, you're able to exit the haunted house. Like, that's the whole premise of Terror Trivia.
Right.
You get these questions, you get five of them right, then you're free to go. Right now, you are 0 for 2.
Yep.
All right.
Okay, next question. The Lost Colony. What's the nickname of what colony?
Roanoke,
she's got one. Four more to go.
Okay.
It's all uphill from here. Oh, God. Going up some steps. Something just dangled down, tried to grab it. Oh, my God.
Don't touch me, bitch!
There was a part when I got into defense mode. I think I did threaten someone's entire family when they got a little too close to me.
Hey, do me a favor. Please isolate that.
Abby doesn't like me,
so.
This is not a test. All right, Abby.
I want to go.
This is the softball. You ready? Or should I say baseball? What are the two teams in this year's World Series?
Oh, the Arizona whatever, and the Texas Rangers.
I'm going to need the complete names of the teams.
The Arizona something backs, Diamondbacks.
Okay.
Arizona Diamondbacks and
the Texas Rangers.
There's two. Three more to go.
It's Terror Trivia.
How you feeling?
Can I be honest with you? I'm, like, miserable right now.
You've only got 25 more minutes to go.
What?
This is your next question.
Okay.
Who were the first two men to walk on the moon?
Lance Armstrong and John Lennon.
Lance Armstrong. Plus Neil Armstrong. And Buzz Aldrin. This is a tough one.
Okay.
We're kind of in the dark here. What is the plural of moose?
Meese.
No, I'm sorry, that's incorrect. Trick question, it's actually moose. Hey, look at Boogaloo calling all those meese. Oh, there's a body hanging upside down. She's got to bump into it. Next question is Red, R-E-D. I know you love Taylor Swift.
Yes.
She had an album called Red.
Yes.
Is Red an adjective or a noun?
Adjective.
No, I'm sorry, trick question. It's both. You still have what, two?
Yeah.
Two questions correct. We're walking by an autopsy. All right, Abby. Next question.
Walking by an autopsy.
What do you call a group of crows? I'm sorry. It's a murder.
What?
A murder of crows.
What do you call one crow?
A crow.
A crow.
An attempted murder.
Oh, come on. But,
no, you didn't stop the whole show for that. She stopped the entire show to get that off.
It was good. Fine. Go ahead. You guys don't like humor.
I had to think about it for a second.
Thank you.
Back to the haunted house.
Still stuck at two. We're making our way through. I think we're maybe a fourth of the way.
Can you ask me questions? I might actually get right.
There's a guy that is impaled that is flopping around in midair. Okay. Did you ever read The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe?
Yes, C.S. Lewis.
Okay. In this title, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, what is the last comma called?
Oxford comma.
How in the hell did you get that?
I went in journalism school, Tommy.
Oh, looky. We're going by a tough. Oh.
For those that are just now tuning into the Burt Show, we are not torturing our newest co-host, Abby. She's playing Terror Trivia at a haunted house. Tommy is asking her questions, and she has to answer them in order to get out sanely.
She has to answer five. She's at what score?
We are at three. She's gotten three so far. Two more and you're out.
Here we go.
She keeps hiding behind me like I'm going to protect her. She's gotten three correct. She needs two more. Holy crap. What is a piece of land surrounded by water on three sides called?
A peninsula.
Damn.
I'm from Florida, bitch.
Abby, we've reached the three-quarter point. How many do you have right so far? Three. I think you have three.
She's really got four, but I'm telling you three.
All right, next question. Which of the...
Did you really just do that, Thomas?
Yeah.
Did you know he did that?
She was so in the scared. Moment?
No, because we're at the point where I got into defense mode.
Yeah.
And I was so far ahead of Tommy that I was just looking for every threat, and I didn't have the brain capacity to keep track.
She was getting them too fast, so you know.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Keep going.
I had to adjust the score.
Earth's four layers is liquid. No, I'm sorry, it's the outer core. We'll ask the next question when we get through here. It's a little quieter. Oh, we're going through a room with moving. A squared plus B squared.
Equals C squared.
What is that called?
It's a Pythagorean theorem.
Holy crap, you got four, right?
Wow.
Well, we need one more.
Stop. That is five. At this point, she should be out of the haunted house.
Yeah.
You are a menace to society.
Dang, I got the nerve to be asking math questions.
But then you wouldn't hear the rest of it.
Okay.
Rule change. For every question you miss, we subtract a point.
No.
All right, here we go. She only needs one more point.
Looks like we're in the haunted bayou.
I'm going to enjoy hearing you scream.
Okay, Abby, you're shaking your head violently. Do you remember this part of the haunted house?
Yeah, I'm having like flashbacks.
She was a witch. She was awesome.
I think it was this woman. There was one woman that kept following us from room to room. Because if you know, in typical haunted houses, they kind of stay within like a 50-foot radius of the place they're supposed to sit at. This one woman would not leave me alone.
Yeah, the witch of Paranoia Haunted House, she was incredible.
Abby, here's your next question. On January 4th, on January 4th, 1959, how many states were in the United States?
48. Final answer, 48.
I'm sorry, that's wrong. It was 49. You should have went with your first answer. Alaska joined the day before, Hawaii later that year. So that means you have three correct now, Abby. Three. Ooh, it's a nun on
five.
A bed with a dead person. What is the largest number that can be pronounced with a single syllable?
Nine.
No, I'm sorry, it's 12. Okay, Abby, you can get this one. How many months?
I didn't even subtract there.
Have 30 days.
Five.
No, I'm sorry, four. So close. What was that?
The sound of give me the f- home to my cat.
<That's a candle. laughs> She came out of nowhere. All I could see was teeth. Okay, Abby, you're still stuck at three, but I think you'll get this one. Where did people go in 1848 for the gold rush?
Oh, hang on. California.
Yes!
That's 6 points.
Tommy.
Now you're at four again. One more, and you're out.
Holy
How have you not lost your voice at this point?
Right.
Well, you know, I have stamina.
You do.
I do talk for a living, so just built up the muscle.
Will you please teach Bert your
ways? Bottle that up.
Got cornered.
Move it.
All right, we're four questions. You only need one more, Abby.
I haven't done anything.
All right, Abby, you only need one more. You can get this, Abby. It's the last room. This is your fifth question. You could get this right and get out. What woman made the first American flag?
Betsy Ross.
Yes, you did it! Five questions!
Seven.
I'm literally gonna vomit. I'm literally gonna throw up.
Give it up for Abby, Terror Trivia Champion.
Yeah. I'm Abby!
Being the bad bitch of the bitch that you are and making a flag so I can remember that.
All right, so how do you feel reliving all of that?
Honestly, I feel like I'm back in the room with people jumping out at me. I might need to go home. Might need to go home to my cat.
There at the end, I forgot. She was getting stuff wrong, and I was forgetting to subtract points. So I was like, screwed myself, too.
Well, I did have 7 correct, so.
Yes, you did. Congratulations, Abby. You are a survivor.
I really am. It's how it feels.
The Burt Show.